KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Really a special time in our first half hour to talk with Fran and Murray Byrne. Appreciate them coming on. And now two new friends. I've shared with our listeners a lot of times. I get to meet new people all the time. I want you to welcome Bree Barella and Brittany Moreno. They are entrepreneurs. They own the Town's Hair Shop and Southwest Goods. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay, you got to get pretty close to those microphones. Okay. And let me ask you first, Bree. Tell us about your vision of Towns and the journey to where you are today.
Okay, so we opened back in 2017, stemming off of just a desire to work together in one way or another. We had lots of different business ideas, but this ended up being the hot ticket as we both went to cosmetology school and had a passion for people and for our city. And we thought that those two things really tied together well, that having our own space would give us the platform to serve people day to day through hair services, but also give us the space and the opportunity to host certain events or do different drives or, you know, just discover different ways that we can serve the community that we're in. Because we love Albuquerque.
Absolutely. Brittany, you are located now at 115 Central Avenue Northwest, and that's a little bit west of the intersection of Lomas and Central, right?
We're a little bit more towards Central.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So the doghouse, we're just east of the doghouse.
And everybody knows the doghouse because of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
We're very close.
And by the way, just so our listeners know this, and I just have to say it, we are not the capital of methamphetamine in the world.
No.
Even though you might watch Breaking Bad and think of that. We are the capital of entrepreneurship, and these two young ladies are... they have employees. They've gone out. Their husbands work with them closely. I know Chad does some jewelry and some other things, which is Southwest Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, I want to ask you before we do that, how did you end up selecting this particular location? And then talk to us about the services that you provide.
Okay, so we were initially in the Sawmill area. That place is up and coming. We chose the Central location because we actually ended up having another, we're in the runnings for like another building, and that actually kind of fell through. And Chad actually found this building for us, and it was a big project, and Chad was like, let's do it. We were all definitely in over our heads, but it turned out perfectly. Our team has really grown. So the space was big enough for our team. That's how we
showed. I'm 62. I used to actually have red hair. Nobody believes that because now it's gray.
I could see a little red.
The silly thing is that
if you ever saw, and I did, they did have color pictures, by the way, when I was young. Some people may say that there was only black and white, but there were color photos. But I had like orange hair, you know, it was like this. Somebody told me once I looked like a pencil because I was really skinny and I had this orange thing on top of my hair. But I want to talk to you about people that they can come and get hair color and all kinds of things. Tell us about your services.
We're a full service hair salon. So we do colors, cuts for both men and women. We also do facial waxing. Our demographic is pretty much all over the place. We have really young clients to more seasoned clients.
Totally. And we definitely, we can do like some of the more creative colors and things too. Actually, we've seen a little bit more of that here recently. Mm-hmm. And our stylists have become more open to taking on some of those projects. Initially, when we started out, we didn't do what they call fashion colors. We stuck with mostly natural, which I would say is still mostly our demographic, is like the sun-kissed looks, the highlights, the balayage when it comes to color, or just like kind of reinforcing your natural color if you're graying or something like that. But yeah, like I said, we've started to branch out a little bit more into doing some of those different hues, like silvers or blues or pinks or, you know, something that is a little bit more exciting.
Mm-hmm. So you have a customer base that I'm going to call full-flavored people.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
All right. We'll use it.
And I'm no longer old. I'm seasoned. Good, Brittany.
I think that was my mom. Yeah.
I love that. Thanks, Mom. Okay. I'm stealing that. I'm using that from now on.
Seasoned.
Talk to me about your favorite thing, Bree, about your customers.
Gosh. I guess just the relationships that we are able to form with them. I think that that's kind of initially why I chose to go to cosmetology school in the beginning. It wasn't actually something that I ever envisioned myself doing, but I guess they call us therapists, you know, to have those conversations with your clients. Like when you touch someone, there's a lot of power in that. And so our clients open up to us and then you just kind of start having those deeper relationships. There's a lot of loyalty that comes with that, but also just like having the opportunity to refresh those people. And then you just kind of have that mutual, that mutual relationship that's built over time.
Yep.
One of the things that I enjoyed in the first time I met you here a couple of weeks ago is both of you were women of faith, but you really emphasized to me that you have customers that come from literally all kinds of religious backgrounds, non-religious backgrounds, and you just love all of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we're open to all.
I mean, we're called to be in the world, you know, and I think that the business that we have made is one that is so special to us because not only are we caring for our clients, we're also networking with other business owners. You know, we love opening our space up and people come in and do pop-up shops and sell their goods. We love the relationship. It's all about a relationship for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've also mentioned that you've done some community events too, helping. I know, for example, there's a couple homeless shelters that have women. And it is really important, and I hope this doesn't sound chauvinistic, but people just like to look nice, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know, I just feel better inside and out if I am kind of put together for the day. Sometimes it's hard when I'm being a mom of two, you know, and so get myself ready. But yeah, how you look on the outside kind of helps give you an inner boost too. Absolutely.
We like to call ourselves day makers. You know, when people come in to the shop, they're bringing what they are carrying from like their home or what's from outside. And when they get into our chair, they can just like sit down, relax and feel good. You know, that is our biggest goal is that they can just like feel relaxed and they can look out or they can leave looking better than they came in.
Amen. We are talking to entrepreneurs Bree Barella and Brittany Moreno. They own the Town's Hair Shop and Southwest Goods. They're located at 1115 Central Avenue Northwest. And their phone number is 505-433-5861. They have a website also, which is Towns, plural, T-O-W-N-S, and then shop.co. What can they find on your website, Bree, that's interesting?
Well, the most interesting aspect, I guess, was the Southwest Goods. With everything that was going on with COVID and not doing reorders, we took down the shop for now. The shop will be back up soon. But for right now, you can kind of see some pictures. You can see where we started. You can see our price list, the services that we offer, and then there's a booking page as well where you can just go fill in your name, the service that you're looking for, if you have a stylist preference. And then that goes directly to us. We get you booked from there, and that's what's on the website right
now. How many stylists now are working in your shop?
We have 4 stylists, and then it's Bree and I.
That's a big shop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of folks. So you can take care of a lot of people.
Yes.
Well, right now we are at a 25% capacity.
Ah,
yes.
Oh, so there's COVID rules.
Yes, there's COVID rules.
Talk about that. So you can't have 6 chairs full of people.
No. So we have 4 stylists at a time and we are 6 feet apart. We have to wear masks. We take the temperature when the client walks in and we also sanitize our hands and disinfect. As usual, the team client.
Thanks for saving the radio host.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget that.
Hey, we're going to be back with more from Bree Barella and Brittany Moreno. They own Town's Hair Shop Service and Southwest Goods. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our last segment with Bree Barella and Brittany Moreno. I told you, ladies, this goes really fast.
Doesn't it? You were right, yes.
You get in the studio, and it's like a rocket ship. You know, an hour goes by in about 30 minutes, it seems like.
Yeah,
or a half an hour in this case goes by in 15.
Right.
That's great. That's good for us.
Yeah.
Want to ask you, Bree, about the services you offer, because you don't just provide services to women. You also cut hair for men and children, right?
Mm-hmm. That is true. Men, women, and children. We are working at getting some more pictures of our men's cuts. Right now we have on Instagram, we have Towns Shop, and then we also have Towns Hair Shop accounts. So the hair shop is like only hair. You'll see a lot of mostly the women's cuts and colors there, but we're working on getting a little bit more of a portfolio for the men and kids. But yeah, we do it all. And then for the women, primarily, like I mentioned before, we do a lot of lived-in looks. So we do really blended highlights or balayages, things like that. We have different degrees of coverage depending on budget. So that's really helpful for people. You can do something as simple as like 6 foils, and that's a certain price, you know, but it can really do a lot to brighten up around your face, to just give you some dimension. Then we have like a partial foil, full coverage that completely changes the look of your hair with different tones. Obviously, you can be a bright, bright blonde. You can go kind of more that like ashy color, or you can do a lighter brown for some dimension, any of that. And then we also do those root retouches, the all over colors for gray coverage, things like that.
So I've got to ask you a question that's off script, but I'm just thinking in my mind. Do you ever have somebody that comes in and goes, look, I don't know how to fix this?
All the time.
And you have to be creative and really do some things to make them over, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I like to really go straight to the internet. Like Pinterest is great, and I start, you know, kind of gaining an idea of what they want. And so we look at pictures, and then we kind of find a good, healthy balance of what we can get done in that service at that time. And most of the clients are really into like the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We also have to like put the disclaimer out that sometimes on Pinterest there can be like a lot of Photoshop. So we also try really hard to set realistic expectations and hair goals. Mm-hmm. So it's like if someone comes in and their hair's a mess, just because they haven't known what to do with it and they've tried something on their own. Maybe they've done like a box color at home or something like that went awry, something like that. We do a lot of color corrections. But yeah, finding a hair goal on Pinterest or on Instagram or something like that, but also really being clear that like, okay, so in order to keep your hair healthy as well, because that's a main like big priority for us, mm-hmm. is to keep your hair really, really healthy. As we do this, we might recommend like, okay, so we're going to do this process, but you're going to have to come back 4 different times, you know, within this amount of time. Mm-hmm. And you can stagger it as much as you want based on budget and timing and how quickly you want to get there. So,
well, that's a perfect segue into mm-hmm. one of my daughters told me, Dad, you have to ask them about do-it-yourself color and if they can fix it if you mess it up.
We can absolutely, we can fix it for a price and over time. Mm-hmm. Box color is permanent, and oh man, that stays in the hair cuticle.
Is it mm-hmm. bad for your hair?
It's not good. It's not good. I mean, we were talking about this earlier that typically you said it's like 20 volume typically.
Yeah.
So there's not really like customization with it. I'm sure that there's, I don't know, I've heard now that there's like certain brands that they try to customize it or whatever, but no one's going to be able to customize for your hair the way that your stylist in person with their hands through your hair can do for you. You know what I mean? So, it's not great. Typically, it kind of dries out. It dries out your hair, not super conditioning. And then, like I said, if there's like one specific developer, you just can't customize it the way that you can in the salon. And so it can, if your hair's already damaged, it can just make it worse. Or if it's not, it can get you there. And it's usually not a very even application because you're doing it yourself or your friend's doing it. I did that in high school. A friend of mine applied box color and it turned my hair bright orange. So it's just not great. And then you have to spend even more money just trying to correct it. So it's just, it's more worth it to just go to the shop from the beginning.
Yeah, we're professionals for a reason.
Right.
And you can help people, though, recover. It's just going to take a little time because hair grows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can help it become healthy and get back to a color that they really want. Again, totally off script, but I'm just thinking about a woman that I know who happens to be my younger sister. For many, many years, she colored her hair. And now her hair, well, her hair has been gray actually for a long time. I hope she won't be mad at me saying that. I have three sisters, so they don't really know which one I'm talking about. But she basically said, look, I've had enough with color, but she's not happy with the style. So guess what I'm going to do is send her over to you guys because now her hair is gray and it actually is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very even color and everything, but she needs to do some styling to it. Something you can help her with?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Easy. Yeah. That's the easy part. Once the the color's transitioned out and just changing up a style,
That's easy stuff. Mm-hmm. And you, does that have to do with body type and the shape of your face? And
oh,
all
absolutely.
Of that stuff?
Yeah. We take into account the face shape whenever we give a hair color or a haircut. All of that matters. And the masks are kind of a little bit of a challenge right now, but, you know.
Yeah.
We make it work.
And again, you guys are doing everything COVID safe.
Right.
You're not packing the salon with a whole bunch of people. You can make an appointment by calling 433-5861.
Mm-hmm.
Correct phone number. Any way to make an appointment online, or is it best to call?
You can absolutely make an appointment online. We have our website, townsshop.co, and there's a booking page there. So you can do it that way, or if you use Instagram, towns.shop and Towns Hair Shop. We book through both of those Instagram accounts. We book through Facebook. We book through Yelp. We book everywhere. Like anywhere that you can find Towns Shop, we will book you from there.
Yeah, that's good stuff. What do you want the experience to be from the time they book an appointment to when they get up out of the chair and they're done and they look in the mirror and go, wow?
I guess personally, I hope that they would feel confident and relaxed, that they feel confident from the time that they book the appointment, that it's easy when they walk in, that they feel relaxed and at home. And when they leave, I hope that they feel better.
Yeah. Brittany, you said something about this earlier in the show, but I want to ask both of you, and you can answer separately. How do your values, your personal values, reflect how you care for your customers?
For me, I just love people. I love the interaction. I love having relationships with people. I love connecting with people. I love how people also just, they trust you. You know, they trust you with their hair. That's a big deal. And so I want to do the best that I can. And if that means like talking to them about their dog that just passed away, like, I'll be there and I'll be a listening ear. Or if they just broke up with their boyfriend, if they want to change their hair from blonde to brown, I'm going to talk them out of it because it's just a temporary emotion. And I, for me, I feel like that's our value. And I think that when we love people, it's just, it makes the world better. It does.
Yeah. Bree, what was the term you used earlier about being a hairstylist?
Oh, a therapist.
A therapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really love that about it, too. I mean, everything that Brittany said, we are called to love others as Jesus loves them and as he loves us. And so that's obviously huge. And, yeah, for me, the therapist idea. I originally wanted to go to school to be a counselor. It's still something that I'm thinking about because I love those kinds of more one-on-one conversations. The smaller groups, I don't do well in bigger groups. I get very, very nervous. And well, even this apparently, but, I really enjoy the conversations and just, hearing people out. I want people to feel, heard and valued when they're with us.
Here's a man question. So let's say you're a single guy, haven't had a date for a while. Can they come in and seek some counsel on maybe changing things up a little bit?
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. We even have like a single lady or two. Yeah. They would like kill.
They would kill us. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but absolutely. I mean, we love our guys too. Yes. I think that sometimes in the hair salon world, they definitely can get overshadowed. But, through actually having our husbands help, Aaron and Chad, they have really tried to help us create a space that would be welcoming for the men as well. Mm-hmm. Our first shop was a little bit more feminine feeling, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think now that we definitely have a shop that men could and should feel comfortable in, we hope that's the case. Yeah, yeah. And they do, and they have. So, yeah, we're getting more of our male clientele as well.
Can't have an interview with business people unless I ask you about COVID. How has COVID affected what you're doing?
We had to shut down for 3 months in March. It took a pretty big financial hit on us. And when we were able to open our doors, I felt like we had a renewed sense of purpose, though, even from just like a business stand or even the stylists. You know, the stylists felt refreshed and they wanted to come and work really hard. But COVID has been really hard for us as a small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just given that it's an unprecedented situation, it's been really hard for us to navigate as the owners and leaders and trying to do that well. But it's been hard, and we've had to ask for grace a lot of times to just try to figure out what we are going to do moving forward and how we can kind of level things out. As Brittany said, we were closed for those 3 months. And then when we reopened, we had this like boom of business because everyone was like, help, I need to get in quick, you know, and then now that's tapered off a little bit. And so it's evening out. But I don't know. I don't know what the statistics were, I guess, but I know that there's a lot of unemployment and there's a lot of saving happening right now across the board. And so, of course, it's affected things at the shop.
You know, I don't know if you noticed this, but, you know, watching like morning news programs like Good Morning America and stuff, I noticed over the last 3 or 4 months before everybody got back into the studio and stuff that these people wouldn't even brush their hair. And they're on some, you know, video camera in their living room. And I'm thinking, dude, maybe you can't go to a stylist, but you need to brush your hair.
They're like, don't know how. Couldn't do it myself.
It's kind of like I'm in my house, so maybe I'll put on a dress shirt, but I'm not going to wear pants, and I'm not going to brush my hair.
You know?
But if it's business on the top, the hair counts.
True, yeah.
That is hysterical. Well, I want to make sure our listeners again know where you're located. Mm-hmm. The name of your business is Towns Hair Service, a hair shop. And Southwest Goods. We didn't talk too much about that. That's kind of not happening right now. Mm-hmm. But your husband, Bree, is doing a lot of manufacturing and putting together beautiful jewelry. And what other types of products?
He does primarily the Southwest jewelry. He's incredible at it. So we stock his jewelry there. And we do have a couple of other local artists. But yeah, we aren't making big moves on retail right now.
Right now. Well, I will be praying for you. Thank you, Bree Barella and Brittany Moreno, Towns Hair Shop. Thanks for joining us today on ABQ.
Thank you.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.